It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. E-books have never been more popular. Readers have been snatching up Kindles, Kindle Fires, Nooks, and iPads and downloading books like crazy. But something stinks, says the Department of Justice. It's threatening to sue Apple and five publishers over anti-competitive practices related to the cost of e-books. Now, this all dates back to 2010. At the time, Amazon dominated e-books and sold many of them for just $10 a piece. Then Apple launched the iPad and its own electronic bookstore, taking a 30% commission on every book sold. James McQuivey is an analyst with Forrester Research.
They knew they were at a disadvantage against Amazon, and so they went to publishers and said, "Publishers, we know you don't like the low prices that Amazon is charging, so we're going to give you an advantage. We're going to let you control prices. Presumably, you'll raise them."
And so if a publisher wanted to sell a book on Apple, they could set whatever price they wanted as long as that same price was carried on Amazon and other ebook sellers?
Yeah, that was actually the tricky part, that Apple said, "Raise the price on our devices, fine, but of course you can't let Amazon sell at a lower price or we'll be at a disadvantage collectively." And that's exactly what publishers did. They went to Amazon and said, "We want you to sign the same deal that we just struck with Apple or we're pulling our books out."
And how did Amazon respond to that?
You know, initially Amazon said, "Fine, take your books out. And actually, we'll take all of your physical books off of our warehouse shelves as well." And that happened with one publisher. It shut them down for about a week or two before they realized that they can't live without Amazon in book form. And Amazon realized, you know what, this isn't so bad a deal, because if they raise the price, we get to blame it on them. We'll take it. And Amazon took the deal.
So then you have the publisher charging more, Apple and Amazon charging more, and everyone making more money. Except for you, people who buy ebooks, who are now spending more money. But does the DOJ have a case here? In short, are you getting ripped off? Well, if all the publishers got together and agreed to work together to raise the price of ebooks, that's collusion, illegal. But Joshua Gans, an economist at the University of Toronto, says anything short of that smoking gun is a gray area.
If they individually signed a contract with Apple not to discount anywhere in order to get their content on the Apple bookstore, that's a murkier area. If you had a market where this practice had been going on for 20 years and you'd seen that innovation was hardly occurring at all and prices were staying high and things like that, you'd look at these practices and you'd frown upon them, as they did in the credit card industry. But for a newer market like this, it's really hard to say.
Joshua Gans of the University of Toronto. Here's a test of how old you are. What is this sound? If you recognize that as the video game Asteroids, congratulations, you are part of what I'll call the arcade generation. And I'm right there with you, my brothers and sisters. Asteroids, however, is neither forgotten nor entirely gone. There's a new video game called iAsteroids 3D, and it's a very advanced update. Here's how it works. First, you have to hold still while infrared cameras get a read on your eyes. And then the asteroids start coming at you in 3D. You shoot them by looking at them. The cameras can detect if you're looking at something that appears to be close or far away, and your pew-pew eyeball gun fires accordingly. I admit, I do want to play this, but the concept of a 3D eyeball-controlled Frogger, that would terrify me. You can find us online on the Information Cyberhighway. We're at marketplacetech.org. We're also on Facebook. Just look for our name. You'll find us. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.